بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي إبراهيم عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض أيامه التي لقي فيها العدو انتظر حتى إذا مالت الشمس قام فيه فقال: يا أيها الناس، لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو واسألوا الله العافية، فإذا لقيتمهم فاصبروا واعلموا أن الجنة تحت ظلال السيوف. ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب، اهزمهم وانصرنا عليهم. متفق عليه. The narrator of this hadith is Abdullah bin Abi Awfa رضي الله تعالى عنه, who is also known as Alqama bin Khalid. The Sahabi who accepted Islam at the time of Hudaybiyah. Thereafter he took part in the conquest of Khaybar and all the missions after that. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he moved to Kufa, wherein he passed away in the 86th year of Hijrah. He was the last Sahabi to pass away in Kufa. And 95 ahadith are narrated by him. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one of the battles wherein confrontation with the enemy took place, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited until the sun had passed its zenith. Thereafter he stood up and he said that, O people, never ever desire or wish confrontation with the enemy. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyat, for ease. However, if you do meet the enemy, if the battle does occur, then adopt patient perseverance. Make sabr and know and understand that verily Jannat can be found underneath the shade of the swords. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in other words, he made dua, that, O Allah, you are the one that has revealed the book. You are the one that causes the clouds to move. You are the one that defeats the enemies or the conglomeration of enemies. Defeat them and assist us against them. The incident referred to is during one of the battles in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took part. Find the first injunction, the first thing mentioned by the Sahabi is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited until the sun had passed its zenith. Find that those days, the battles taking place in the desert, the heat was very intense. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to encourage Sahaba to wait until the afternoon, that is when it had cooled down. Two things the ulama mentioned about this is that, one, because it is cooler, it will be easier upon them. The second thing that is mentioned is that there is inference, like we see later on in the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, Hazim al Ahzab, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defeated the Ahzab. Ahzab is the plural of Hizb, which refers to a confrontation which took place in the 5th year of Hijrah, wherein you find that the entire Arab world united and they formed a group, a conglomeration, and they marched upon Madinah Munawwara with the intention once and for all of wiping out the Muslims. This was a very, very difficult and a trying time for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba Ikram. And we find that Allah Ta'ala mentions it in the Quran also, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ, that when the believers, that is the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they saw the Ahzab, in other words, the group or the conglomeration that had united against them, this was basically the entire Arab world against the few Sahaba kiram that were in Madinah Munawwara. So this was such a great test that now the whole world is united against us. This should have been a time when the iman of Sahaba should have weakened. They should have been worried or concerned. But such an effort Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made upon them, that Allah Ta'ala describes their reaction in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ, when they had seen this great group, this great conglomeration, this great army that is marching against them, what did they say? هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. They said, what is happening now, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about it. We were told that once we accept Islam, once we become the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole world will unite against us. So today we are seeing the fulfillment of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not become afraid, nor did they lose their determination. They said, in fact, this is a testimony to the truth that this is the Nabi of Allah, because he told us this will happen. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says, all that happened was their iman and they handing themselves over to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the command of Allah. This, their subjugation to the deen of Allah Ta'ala increased when they saw this huge army against them. And we find that on that occasion, Allah Ta'ala used the wind. Allah used the wind to defeat the enemy. The Sahaba themselves did not actually have to fight. With the wind, Allah Ta'ala dispersed this entire crowd. So ulama say that this is ironical, because in the desert, wind is something that gives cool, gives solace, gives comfort. Allah Ta'ala used what is the source of solace and comfort to defeat the enemy. So Allah Ta'ala, when He wants, He can make wind the source of comfort. When He wants, He can make wind the means of being a weapon in a war against someone else. Allah Ta'ala can use whatever means in whatever manner He wishes to use it. So they say that this, ulama say the inference in this hadith, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam waited until after the sun passed its zenith, is an indirect inference to the utilization of wind for the assistance of the Muslims against the enemy. Thereafter it is mentioned that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised them that, O people, that is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed the Sahaba and he said that never ever wish for confrontation. From this we learn an important lesson. A lot of times Muslims are accused of being violent people. We find that the negative propaganda against Islam that we are being exposed to almost on a daily basis. We find that exhortations like this that are found in hadith are a clear indication or a clear proof against this type of propaganda. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in a battle, yet what is he saying to Sahaba? He says that, oh my companions, do not wish confrontation. Never desire that you have to enter into a war with anyone else. لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. وَسَأَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. Ask Allah for afiyat. Ask Allah for ease. We find that this term afiyat is a very, very comprehensive term. It means, on the one hand, ask Allah for protection from any physical affliction. And on the other hand, it means ask Allah for protection from any trials or tribulations that will affect your deen and your akhirat. So afiyat is a very, very broad term. And in many, many ahadith, in many du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. So he encouraged the companions, ask Allah for afiyat. Do not desire that you meet the enemy. Two lessons ulama mention about this. Do not desire that you meet the enemy. Number one, do not become overconfident and feel that you are more powerful than anyone else. Second lesson that we learn from this is that wars, even if anybody is victorious, the ramifications and effect of war are such that they are very, very far-reaching. The loss of life, loss of property, the hurt, the injury, etc. So this is never something that a Muslim desires. You will always ask Allah Ta'ala to try and avert that. But if confrontation occurs, فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُوهُمْ, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَاسْبِرُوا. This expression, فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُوهُمْ فَاسْبِرُوا, that when you actually meet the enemy and the war is to occur, then adopt patient perseverance. This is the reason Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned this hadith in this chapter on sabr and patience. And then we find Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ ظِلَالِ السُّيُوفِ, that know and understand that Jannat and Paradise lies underneath the shade of the sword. That is, when jihad has to take place, when confrontation has to take place, then those who will fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will find Jannat. Jannat underneath the shade of the sword. In other words, when you will fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you become shaheed, it is mentioned in the hadith that before the drop of the blood, before the blood of a martyr strikes the ground, already his Jannat is guaranteed. And if you become victorious or you remain alive or whatever it is, your involvement in that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, will be a means of you attaining Jannat. Finally, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua. Allahumma munzil al-kitab, mujri as-sahab, hazim al-ahzab, ihzimu mansunna alayhim. From this we learn another very, very important lesson. That when it comes to jihad or anything else, a Muslim is encouraged to adopt and utilize the means to the maximum. Sahaba had prepared for the battle. They had the sword, they had whatever means there was. They were on the battlefield about to face the enemy. So in other words, make use of all the means, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the dua that he makes. Allahumma munzil al-kitab. Ya Allah, you are the one that revealed the book. You are the one that causes the clouds to move. You are the one that brings the rainwater. Ya Allah, you are the one that defeats the enemies. So assist us and defeat them. So from this we learn that in dua, we do not rely upon our means. Prepare the means. That is part of Shariat, part of Deen. Prepare the means. And thereafter when you make dua, negate the means. That Ya Allah, my means cannot do, I cannot do. You are the one that does. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was entering Makkah, Mukarramah, on the conquest of Makkah, Sahaba described that he had his chin was touching the front of his camel. He was bent over completely. And he was making dua, La ilaha illallah wahda, anjaza wa'da, nasara abada, hazam al-ahzaba wahda. He is entering as a victor into Makkah Mukarramah. An army of 10,000 strong, the enemy is already defeated. Yet what is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying? La ilaha illallah wahda, it is only Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfilled your promise. Ya Allah, you assisted your slave. Ya Allah, you defeated the enemy. So from this we learn a very important lesson, that in dua, we must humble ourselves, negate our means. Ya Allah, I am nothing, you are everything. I cannot do, you are doing. And then ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us the faith.